The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Let's play Part in the Gadfly.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. Question number one. This week, Fordham is releasing two more papers in our virtual school series, one looking at the role of teachers in the digital learning future, and another at the ideal funding structure for virtual education. What do the papers tell us, Mike?
First of all, Danielle, it's not virtual schools. We know from the pollsters that's out. People don't like that. People don't want to have their kid go to a virtual school.
What do they want? What do they want?
Digital learning. That polls well.
This is why I'm about ready to give up on Ed.
Get with the picture, buddy. Now, Rick was the first one in our series on digital learning, talking about quality control. Now we have Brian Hassel and Emily Hassel on teachers.
They're heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters. And Paul Hill on funding.
He's a heavy hitter.
Big. And big they're shots. very nice papers. Like, the Hassels make their cases, they have in some other places, but with some new wrinkles on how to expand the reach of high quality teachers using technology. They admit that, look, yes, some teachers are going to lose their jobs because of digital learning. Teachers who aren't very good, we're going to need fewer teachers conceivably, but we might need more of different roles. So if you're able to extend the reach of the high-performing teachers via technology, you still might need some different kinds of people, like aides, lower-level people to monitor, computer rooms and things like that. Paul Hill makes the case that basically our funding system is horrible for digital learning. There's no efficient way of getting the money to these programs, except if you're talking about virtual charter schools. They're the one workaround that really seems to be effective, because you can get a lump sum payment to these schools for full-time online learning, and there's a lot of flexibility. He wants weighted student funding for everybody. That means redoing our education system writ large. He also likes the idea of giving parents some discretion over public dollars through some kind of debit card that you could use for some supplemental online learning materials. Does that sound about right, Rick?
Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah. So is there any chance, we've been talking about weighted student funding for what feels like forever now, and there's been zero movement on it anywhere that I can tell. Is there any hope for that? Why are
actually
we...
That's a good thing, because it's exactly a teacher evaluation. If they'd actually done weighted student funding and people had baked this in, turns out the weighted student funding is a horrible way to unbundle the way you spend dollars and facilitate different kinds of provision.
Why is that?
I mean, why is that?
Why?
Because weighted student funding presumes that the dollars are following the kid to a school.
It doesn't have to. You could do weighted student funding and then make it
It's not the way it's been talked about for the past decade.
Yeah.
So the problem is that if you write that, they would have written it ever more firmly in, because right, what you're doing is you're trying to unpack staffing formulas at schools,
right,
which aren't based at all on dollars following kids.
Right.
If you're going to have the dollars follow kids, you want to have them follow a kid into virtual ed savings accounts or virtual credit cards. So it's good. It's good we didn't do this before.
Now we can do it the right way.
Yeah, we won't do it.
Look, let's just stop this whole local funding of education thing, property tax. This is where I become a big lefty, man. Just do it all at the state level. Equalize it. Okay. Fairness. People. Yes. I'm with Jonathan Kozol on this one. Get rid of the, look, I mean, if we're going to do weighted student funding right, if we're going to fund digital learning right, you got to get rid of these disparities from district to district, right? Mm. So you just stop doing the whole local property taxes thing.
So you just, you just bought a new house this summer, Mike.
That's right.
And part, it's non-trivial part of the value of that house, of course, was the school district. And So you're comfortable not only for you, but for everybody else who played by those rules, stripping $50,000 or $100,000 of purchase value out of your pocket.
Because you're assuming, what if we have to have some of our education dollars shipped to other parts of Maryland?
If you equalize, we just know this, right? If you equalize, especially if you equalize statewide, right, you wipe out effectively what it means to have these school systems. What you're going to do is you are going to elevate the homes of people who didn't purchase homes in good communities and schools, and you're going to depress the value of those and the others.
I'm for the greater good, Rick.
That's beautiful.